The Gray Sabo Conservation Authority has set its budget for 2025. At its meeting on January 22, the Authority Board of Directors gave unanimous approval for the 2025 budget. The budget for 2025 totals $7,193,796. The total levy charged to the 8 member municipalities is $1,996,612. The levy for conservation authority activities has increased by $92,506.80 in 2025. The 2025 budget also includes an additional capital levy totaling $179,940.08 for a renovation, upgrade of the authority's administration building just outside of Owen Sound. Each member municipality is being charged the capital levy to pay for the administration center project, which will require the authority to borrow money to complete. The Conservation Authority will take out a 15-year debenture to pay for the $3 million renovation project, which will also use $800,000 to $900,000 in reserve money set aside for the renovation. Each municipality that is a member of the authority pays its portion of the levy based on modified current value assessment of properties in each municipality. The breakdown is as follows. Aaron Eldersley minus $48,843.72, up $2,232.81 over 2024. The Blue Mountains minus $521,004.11, up $31,847.46 over 2024. Chatsworth minus $55,470.50. Up $2,043.70 over 2024. Georgian Bluffs minus $229,377.88. Up $8,652.46 over 2024. Gray Highlands minus $151,088.33. Up $6,896.21 over 2024. Meaford minus $246,113.42, up $13,005.30 over 2024. Owen Sound minus $322,218.66, up $17,410.59 over 2024. South Bruce Peninsula minus $242,555.76. Up $10,418.28 over 2024. In addition to the levy for operational requirements, the authority is charging municipalities a total of $179,940.08 for the administration center renovation, upgrade. The breakdown for each municipality is as follows. Aaron Eldersley minus $4,837.94. The Blue Mountains minus $51,605.08. Chatsworth minus $5,494.31. Georgian Bluffs minus $22,719.71. Gray Highlands minus $14,965.19. Meaford minus $24,377.36. Owen Sound minus $31,913.52. South Bruce Peninsula minus $24,024.97. Authority Sow Tim Lanthier visited all member municipalities in recent weeks to present both the budget and the administration center project to gather comments and answer questions about the authority's financial plans for 2025. The Conservation Act requires the authority to circulate the budget for comments 30 days prior to its approval. Gray Sabo circulated the budget for close to 60 days. To approve the budget, the Board of Directors passed three separate resolutions in unanimous votes. The first resolution declared that all member municipalities benefit from the 2025 budget. The second resolution sets the total levy paid by the municipalities. The third resolution approved the overall budget.